Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled, Silent Killers of Spiritual Power. Today's meditation was written by Pastor S.D. Abraham. We shall take our Bible reading from Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 21. Now the works of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, depravity, idolatry, sorcery, hostilities, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish rivalries, dissensions, factions, envying, murder, drunkenness, carousing, and similar things. I am warning you, as I had warned you before, those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Kenneth and Bodhi were close friends and prayer partners. They started their spiritual journey together, fasting, praying, and dreaming big for God. Then one day, Bodhi landed a major contract that changed his life overnight. Suddenly, doors kept opening for him. He bought a new car, moved into a bigger house, and even started sponsoring church projects. Meanwhile, Kenneth's life seemed to move in the opposite direction. His business began to struggle, bills piled up, and worst of all, the power and grace he once walked in seemed to fade away. The more Bodhi rose, the more Kenneth sank. Or at least that's how Kenneth saw it. Frustrated and confused, Kenneth decided to take a few days to seek the Lord in prayer and study. While reading today's scripture, the words pierced his heart. Those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. In that moment, the Holy Spirit opened his eyes. When Bodhi got that first big contract, Kenneth had allowed envy to creep into his heart, and he never dealt with it. That little seed of envy had grown silently, choking his joy, his love, and his spiritual vitality. The works of the flesh were robbing him of the reality and power of God's kingdom in his life. Meanwhile, Bodhi had noticed the change in Kenneth's attitude, but continued to love him as a brother, praying for him in secret. Beloved, the Holy Spirit highlighted the works of the flesh in Scripture, so that we can identify and uproot them before they destroy us. These works might not always be as obvious as fornication or idolatry. Sometimes they're subtle things like envy, strife, or bitterness. But if left unchecked, they can shut the flow of God's power and hinder our inheritance in the kingdom. See Romans 8:13, Galatians 6:8. Go into today remembering that no work of the flesh is too small to ignore. It's a spiritual cancer. Deal with it before it deals with you. Prayer. Lord, help me by your Spirit to identify and overcome every hidden work of the flesh in my life. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Colossians chapters 3 to 4. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible. You have just listened to StreamGlobe Devotional. StreamGlobe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.